President John Mahama prepares to exit the presidency today after almost a decade of occupying the high office of vice president and later president. What has been his contribution or legacy to Ghanaians? In an interview with Radio Ghana's George Ankra, political scientist Dr. Agredaku of the University of Ghana said President Mahama will be remembered for his monumental contribution to education, health, energy, and general infrastructure development.
The president has served a little over 4 years. You know, first he had to complete the unexpired term of the late president, Professor Fifi Atamel. And then eventually he was given the mandate in 2012, and then he had to rule from that time up to today. He's gone through a number of trajectories. We have had a lot of challenges. But phenomenally, let me single out investment in infrastructure, for instance. Of course, even though some have argued that they came with a certain cost. But let's look at areas of education. I think one major development, which I think is a flagship program for which he will be remembered, is his determination to make sure education is accessible. And by that, I'm very much interested in the construction of these community day secondary schools. These are phenomenal. You know, education is so fundamental. It shapes the outlook of individuals. And therefore, if the nation is able to invest in critical skills and we generate the human resources that we need, it really will help us develop phenomenally. So that has been phenomenal. Of course, you also will reckon that his contribution towards the distribution of free textbooks and free uniforms and shoes, among others. That's another area with regards to basic education and increasing enrollment at that level. He argued that he wanted to make it education progressively free. We're not there yet. But that's one area, education. You also reckon that in the area of healthcare, yes, President, His Excellency, former President Kufuor introduced a very phenomenal, policy in the NHIS. And the NHIS also had to go with a certain infrastructural development, of course, so to increase access. Access is very important. So the issue of chief compounds and the desire and the determination to construct regional and district hospitals are also phenomenal, very important contributions that he's made in that regard. You are also going to be interested in some major road infrastructure, for instance, the desire to improve safety, the desire to ensure that we enhance our dignity as a people, move freely to and fro from even an area which really has helped significantly is this Kwame Nkrumah Circle, very important project that several other projects that we're undertaking throughout the country to really facilitate the movement of goods and people.
Dr. Agredaku also analyzed President Mahama's style of administration and his consistent attempt to invest in internal security.
If you look at the area of internal security, that's one area that when Kufuor took over, the police, for instance, had been sidelined for a very long time. And so there was some consistent attempt to really rejuvenate, revitalize them, actually incentivize the police to be able to play the critical role that they have to play as far as internal security is concerned. You know, every nation depends largely on internal security. I don't think Ghana would want to go to war anywhere, anytime soon. Not in the foreseeable future, but we at least maintain, some presence, and we need to maintain a national army, we need to maintain our internal security, the police, among other agencies, will properly has to be resourced. And if you look at the policy of police feasibility under His Excellency John Dramani Mahama and the fact that we had to also resource them to some extent, what it means is that we will literally put the fear of the Lord into those who want to be miscreants in society. Don't forget that we all cannot be good people in the society. There will always be miscreants who want to undermine the peace and who want to undermine the state.
On the minuses of President Mahama, Dr. Agredaku said the perception of corruption could not be well prosecuted.
The president has served a little over 4 years. First he had to complete the honors high term of the late president, Professor Fifi Atamel. And then eventually he was given the mandate in 2012, and then he had to rule for
that. One area of concern has been the perception of corruption. That corruption, yes, even though we passed the National Anti-Corruption Action Plan in July 2014, we've had implementation nightmares. The various institutions of state who are supposed to be playing very active role in this fight against corruption, to my mind, to the best of my mind, have not been really capacitated to play the role that they have to play. You see, the government has also been rocked with a lot of crisis. You are talking about SADA, JIDA, and all those in the World Cup, you know, Brazil episode, the Wayome case, of course, which is a rollover from previous administrations. People felt that the president, His Excellency, has not been forthright, even though some few cases are before court. They realize that the contention has been that the political will, either the politicians are not willing or unable to really deal with this issue frontally. And that's why some of us have argued that if we're unable to deal with corruption, we will promote competition in corruption, and that can undermine the very fabric of our society.
You heard political scientist Dr. Agredako talking to George Ankrah about the legacies of President John Dramani.